fifth generation, or 5G, is the latest wireless technology available. It offers faster internet speeds and better performance than previous generations. It has its downsides. 5G requires more cellular towers than other networks. It may be years before some rural areas get it, and there are always concerns about new technologies being hacked. But wireless providers are expanding their 5G availability. And when they do that, it leaves less room on the wireless spectrum. The radio waves that these technologies use are limited. So what companies are doing is phasing out 3G, their third generation technology, to make room for 5G. When will this happen? AT&T will shut down its 3G network next week. T-Mobile and Verizon will do it later this year. Here's why this matters. There are still devices that use 3G, and those devices may no longer work once the network is shut down. Companies have been pushing people to upgrade their 3G smartphones, e-readers, and tablets. Some medical devices and home alarm systems may still need to be updated. And millions of cars could be affected by this, especially if they're more than 5 years old. Vehicles that use 3G modems could have problems with GPS and traffic information. Those with the ability to call police if there's an accident could fail if their software isn't upgraded to at least 4G technology. Some car makers have offered fixes for this. Others reportedly haven't. So many drivers may lose features in their cars if they haven't upgraded them or if an update simply isn't available. Wireless carriers have shut down networks before. AT&T and Verizon eliminated their 2G coverage in 2017.